The Real Estate Revolution is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please consult your trusted financial advisor, real estate professional, or attorney before making any real estate or financial decisions. Please remember, when following advice, your results may vary, and all information covered here is not intended to cover all aspects of the subject material, but rather a sample of issues the hosts and guests consider important.
With the latest in real estate news, you can learn all the facts that will keep you on track and use them any way you choose.
And now it's time for a power hour from America's trusted resource for everything real estate. Everything in the real estate industry is in a constant movement of change. It's a real estate revolution with your host, Victoria Riva De Nera, and her co-host, Scott Forcino. Welcome to the Real Estate Revolution.
Revolution.
Good evening and happy Monday. I'm Victoria Riva De Nera, president of the Northeast Division for Exit Realty Corp International, and I also hold a New York State real estate license, and I have held that for the past 25 years. I'm a member of the National Association of Realtors, as well as many other associations, and I am here once again this Monday with my co-host, Scott Forcino, in the WFAS studio. How are you today, Scott?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to the show.
Yes? So what's today?
Today is this is a good bad situation. It's the first day of winter tonight, I think 11:48 p.m. That's the bad news. Who doesn't hate winter coming? But Tim doesn't. I do, because it's cold temperatures and you don't do any of your fun summer stuff. But it's the good news is tomorrow starts one more minute of daylight per day.
Today was the shortest day of daylight.
Right. Well, shortest. Yeah, I know you. It's really the same. They're all 24 hours.
I didn't say the shortest day. I said the shortest day of daylight.
Longest night of the year.
Longest night of the year is tonight.
Longest night of the year.
So it depends who you're with. It could be a long or a short night. Right, Scott the engineer?
Yes.
Right, Scott.
But I can tell you this. The weather is very warm for the first day of winter.
The weather's not frightful in New York State, this area where we live. It's going to be almost 70 on Christmas Eve.
That's what I heard.
You'll not have a white, you'll have a green Christmas.
I believe we have broken some records.
Oh, absolutely. So I read New England today. They've broken all their... Last year, after the horrific winter, now it's this gorgeous, warm. I think it gives those who are in favor of global warming some support.
Well, I'm loving it because I love the warm weather. They said that the first 15 days of this month were the warmest... The warmest period of time for a month, and that since we have the next week, they're predicting 60 plus degrees. You said 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. If that should happen, they're saying that this will be the warmest December in history in New York.
Mm-hmm. I spoke to a guy who does home heating oil.
He's not a happy hamper.
And he said, there's nothing going on. People aren't driving. I'm happy to not turn the heat on.
Yeah.
But my wife at home still fights for that. Few digits more that we go back and forth on.
Not
every
me.
Night.
I actually just came back from Florida thinking I was going to escape the cold weather here when I made these plans, but it was just as warm there. It was wonderful. It was warmer. We had a 80-something degree weather down there, which is unseasonably warm for there as well.
Sure.
So it was wonderful. We went to the beach.
I think it's La Nina, as we say.
Yes.
The condition.
Yeah, so I was down in Florida for a concert,
mm-hmm.
and I brought my daughter and her friend, and it's very interesting to see how kids relate in today's society. they don't communicate with each other. Everything is texting. Everything is their phone. They wake up in the morning. The first thing they do is they look at their phone. So you don't have that problem.
Not yet, but I don't think much of what's going on. I think they're going to have problems socializing and dealing with adversity if they're doing this now.
I think they already do. 24% of teens admit to going online almost constantly, most likely because they have smartphones, I would think.
Yeah, they have access 24/7, sure.
Yep. 88% of teens ages 13 to 17 say that they have a cell phone, and 90% say that they would rather text than talk. That's exactly what I was watching. with my daughter and her friends.
But what if they're face-to-face?
They were just texting. Well, they were talking among each other, but they were watching TV and texting their friends back at home. We went to a concert. They were putting videos up. I have to say I was doing the same thing. You know, but they were putting videos up on social media mm-hmm. and then texting their friends while they're preoccupied. They're never really present where they're present.
Did you see that thing? I mean, this is sports, so you may or not have missed it.
Never miss an opportunity, Scott.
There was... they're about 9 or 10 young ladies at a baseball game, and you saw this, right?
Yeah.
But it was a little bit half the truth, where they were completely criticized because they're at a ball game, and everyone was on phones at some point. So, of course, everyone jumped on that and said, look at these kids today, they're not present. However, it was really part of a contest. So I think either someone purposely or I don't know if it was inadvertently, took it out of context to kind of knock America's Now youth at a ball game. So first it was a negative reflection, and then it was some kind of justification offered.
Not just the youth that are doing this. You know, the fastest growing group of the new users that are on Twitter, you know what the age group is?
Nope.
55 to 64. That's right. See, Tim knows.
Well, would you call those people laggards because it's been around for how many years now? 5-6 years?
Well, I think it takes time for the older generation to understand it and see the value of it. Mm-hmm. And figure out how to actually use it.
Okay.
I mean, I still have trouble with Twitter.
It's a learning
curve.
And I'm
a Facebooker. 45% of users for any type of social media say that they feel worried or anxious when email or Facebook is inaccessible. They're actually having anxiety attacks over that. Do you believe that?
Absolutely. Sure. There was a study done where they rather have their phone or... presents at Christmas, and they want to keep their phone.
They want to keep their phone.
Listen, yeah. I mean, we're bad to talk because I remember growing up, we had the best thing that ever happened was the long cord because you could then walk about 15, 18 feet away and your mom wouldn't hear you trying to talk to someone else's mom to ask for their daughter or where they are if they can come to the phone. That's a big invention.
I remember that. I had that long cord, and I used to drag it all the way into the bathroom and shut the door because I would think that everyone on the other side of the door couldn't hear me, but they could obviously hear me anyway.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids have no idea.
10 brothers and sisters?
Seven brothers, 3 sisters, and we had the vestibule of where you walk in and out of the house, and we would take that, which was like 12 feet long, stretch it into that, so it was like a telephone booth. But if someone walked through the house, you'd be like, oh, hold on. And then they'd walk through, and then you'd continue your conversation. But you'd be in there like it was a telephone booth.
Until
cordless came out with, and then, you know.
Things sure have changed, yes. So 73% of people said that they would panic if they lost their smartphone. Yeah. I would panic. I have to say, I am part of this.
Yeah, well, you're a bit over the top, but not everyone...
Thank you, Scott.
I mean, you're at the higher end of your...
Yeah, try to back out of that one.
You're at the higher end of your age group, which is, the 30s? So.
Yeah, very good, Scott. Good save.
You did that.
Yeah, very good save. All right, moving on. Let's get off this topic. So I was down in Florida, and I recorded some more video because I don't have enough videos.
This is, as our friend Bill Loveland said, this is finally going to be the year of the video.
I would hope so.
He actually said that.
Yeah, 2 and 3 years ago. He keeps saying it. That's why I said it. I didn't remember if you remembered. He keeps saying it, but we're going to find out from Tim why in the... next part of our conversation. Ed?
Yeah, well, video definitely is where it's at. You know, they say that video increases people's understanding of the product or of your service by 74%, and yet people are not using video. That's baffling to me. Why do you think that is, Scott?
Well, people are not professional videographers. They can take pictures and upload them to social media sites. But they are maybe thinking it's one more step that they are not ready to make. Maybe some people think they have a face for radio and don't want to be seen with more chins than the Beijing phone book. I don't know.
So how do you feel about it? Because I don't see very many videos that you have recorded.
We've have.
So is that because you have a face for radio?
I hope not.
Yeah, I got to get them at some point, right?
No, we have Tim post some videos from our monthly real estate meeting. So.
Yeah, but Tim is taking those videos, and he's posting them. Are you doing video yourself?
I have not, no.
Why?
Because I guess it's easier to take a picture and a snap, and it's of something else other than yourself.
Let me retell you what I just said. Video increases people's understanding of your product or your service by 74%. Mm-hmm. And yet, people are not doing video.
I think there's a few extra steps that people are unaccustomed to.
Okay. I'll go with that. So, in addition to video, mm-hmm. you know, video that's recorded that people are putting out, what we do here on our show is we live video stream.
I am very well aware.
Yes, I know that.
And we're going
to
hear
and
how.
And then everyone gets to see you standing instead of sitting here in the studio.
I have to stand and think. I think on my feet.
So today we have Tim Judge, who's our videographer and CEO of HomeSearchTV.com. And Tim, tell us about yourself, because I want you to really give us some information on why we're doing live streaming video and the benefits of it and the benefits to the consumer.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here every week. Filming you guys, I always learn something while I'm here. But yes, I am the founder of HomeSearchTV.com. We have over 10,000 videos on there. Real estate videos, real estate themes, and scopes. Like, we're scoping on Periscope, and we're live on Meerkat. So these people are watching us live, as well as now we're doing this on the terrestrial radio. But Home Search TV was born at the Inman Conference in 2006 when Brad Inman said, in the future, everyone's website is going to be more like a TV station. And so I was sitting there, a new broker. I've been licensed for 25 years, but that back then I was going to every conference and class and trying to get as educated as possible. When he said that, I said, well, think as big as you can. And I bought the domain HomeSearchTV.com so that I could – I used it personally for a long time, and now that I'm starting to collaborate with other realtors to bring in their videos and just offer a product where we can watch all real estate videos, make it like a channel, similar to the way a cable TV has, your sports channels, your news channels, Bravo and all the ladies channels, or Spike TV would have the guy shows. So this would be the real estate shows, the real estate channel, pulling all those people in to have their own channel and their own space to watch video. Because, as you said, I think it's a Realtor.com study that it says 79% of buyers want to watch a video on the home that they're looking to purchase, and only 12% of realtors are using video.
That's baffling to me.
It doesn't make any sense that, well, if a realtor wants to differentiate themselves and bring themselves ahead of the pack, there's a huge gap right there where they can own a good portion of the market as saying, I'm a guy who's producing video and who is connecting with people that want to watch video, and I'm one of the very few realtors out there who is producing video for my listings and the market, and you can do market updates, you can do walkthroughs, and with the streaming apps that we're going to talk about now, it couldn't be easier to do.
So. Right, and it's so much better. It provides so much more exposure for the seller, for the home, and most people are looking online first, and they want to see really good quality photos, but they do want to see video. They want to do the walkthrough through the house.
Yeah.
So, Tim, if I was Bobby Buyer and Victoria was Sally Seller, what would be the benefit? If it means if I would have my realtor, I guess, preview properties, and let me see the video so I don't have to go in if I really hate the layout and the even the location. I mean, what could a realtor do? What should buyer be?
Are you saying that your expectation of your realtor is to go in and video for you?
I'm wondering. Yeah. No. Video.
I don't think you need to do that, because if the listing agent is putting video up of the house, you could go right online and look at the video.
I agree.
Yes.
And if that's something on you, Susie, seller, would ask your listing agent to do. But if your listing agent is somehow derelict in those newer duties, I still want to see the house. Realtors preview properties, so why couldn't they go there and quote-unquote scope it out, let them know where the kitchen and the dinette and where the green shag carpet is and the paneling and maybe the location and the high-tension wires.
What houses do you look at? Green shag rugs and paneling?
And he gets there in his Buick.
That's right. In his realtor's Buick.
But, I mean, look, realtors, why couldn't possibly that be one of their duties? One of their next offerings is to preview live Periscope and give us some ideas about that.
Well, absolutely. Well, the premise of Home Search TV is that it's not only current videos of listings. So if there's past listings on there, if you've ever done a video of any house, I like the fact of that you can use it as like an Ancestry.com type situation where you look at a house where it was listed in 2006 and the bathrooms and kitchens were in one condition, and you might see that, and then the person lists it again and it's much more money, and that person, that realtor lists it again and they've redone the kitchens and bathrooms, and you know now why they're asking for $100,000 more or whatever it is.
Okay, so kind of a justification.
So
I would think more that's from the seller side, because they want to say this is the before, this is the after.
Right. I actually want to have everyone hold that thought, because we're going to need to go to break. If you are listening to the show and you would like to join in on the discussion here today, we are talking about video. We're also talking about live streaming video. And you can reach us here at 914-693-5700.
Have you ever been disappointed because something important you planned went wrong at the last moment? Doesn't that make you really frustrated? That won't happen at Movement Mortgage, where your entire loan process is designed to remove the stress and hassles from getting your loan approved quickly. Movement Mortgage is an Inc. 500 fastest growing company in 42 states, including this area, working hard for you. How? At Movement Mortgage, your loan is processed in 7 days, and we underwrite in the first 48 hours. We expedite your loan and update you continually. When buying your first home, upgrading, downsizing, or even refinancing, call your Movement Mortgage team today. The movement of change is here for you with Movement Mortgage. Call Movement Mortgage at 1-800-516-2119. That's 1-800-516-2119. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179.
The movement of change is here. Movement Mortgage.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage, they will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
And we're back.
I wouldn't do it.
If you would like to join in the conversation, again, give us a call at 914-693-5700. We were talking to Tim Judge from HomeSearchTV.com, and we were talking about video, and you were finishing your... I kind of cut you short to go on to the break, so I want to turn it back over to you.
Well, we were just talking about the power of video and how most agents don't use it and how they can... differentiate themselves by doing video. The thing about the live streaming is the interactivity of it, and our friends on Periscope now are tweeting into the show and asking questions, and when you're doing that as a realtor walking through a house, you get to connect and interact with your customers or colleagues that want to know more about the house, the area, or anything else. So when I watch a lot of scopes from other realtors, I can ask how close is the next Starbucks, where is the next Costco, or whatever it is, or the library, whatever I want to know. And or, you know, can you go back into the garage or tell me about the yard? You know, where does the yard stop and the next one begin?
So, Tim, you're talking about live streaming video, and we do it here in the studio. What are we using? I know we're using Periscope and Meerkat. Can you explain what that is for our listeners?
Okay. So there's a couple very popular ones right now, and that's Meerkat and Periscope. And they're less than a year old at the moment, and Meerkat kind of blasted on the scene first, but Periscope was shortly behind, but they were then also bought out by Twitter. So Twitter invested $1 billion into Periscope. So with that behind them, I think they're gaining, they started to take off a little bit faster. Now with that, you can tweet into the live stream, and it's very easy and very interactive with Twitter. Of course, it's shared out on Twitter as well. So that's a very powerful medium. Everybody's probably heard about Twitter. And then you can
and that's what you're talking about when you're talking about it being interactive, because as this is live streaming on Twitter, anyone who's watching that feed can now ask questions and join in the conversation.
Correct.
So in the real, so I'm Bobby Beyer, and I want to know
Bobby.
About the properties I've been looking on Realtor.com. Notice Realtor.com. The plug there. Hope Rupert Murdoch is listening in, supporting the group. So
I'm
we're
sure
all
he
in.
Yes, I'm sure he's a very big fan.
Maybe he is. He's in media, so
yes.
Are we. So not saying the same level, but we're all in.
What is your topic? Can
I'm
you get to the point, please?
As a buyer, I have limited time, and there's work to do and family to spend time with. So I would hope my realtor liked a preview now and somehow look around, make some notes, jot it down on their, what's that they used to call?
You're going to say a palm pilot?
No, palm pilot. Worse than that. Shorthand steno.
Oh, stenography.
They would now jot it down on their steno pad.
Okay.
And then they would tell you, I'd rather my realtor is Bobby
Bryant. I don't think he's in his 40s. I think he's like 90.
I'm Benjamin Button. That's why I'm reversing.
Right. And you love jazz.
We're going to have a poll for who actually loves jazz if you prove it.
And we digress once
okay.
again.
But I'm saying I'm Bobby Beyer, and I want my realtors to look at the properties for me and, no pun intended, scope it out while using scope and let me see what I want to see, what I don't want to see. If it needs a ton of work.
Okay, so let me rephrase what you're trying to say. You're saying that if I am your realtor and I'm representing you as the buyer, mm-hmm. you're my buyer, I'm your
mm-hmm.
buyer's agent.
Bobby Beyer.
You want me to go into Tim's listing mm-hmm. and record it and send it to you.
Well, I
yes?
think that Periscope is not recorded. It's 24 hours of.
Well, it's live streaming.
So we're not. It's literally not recording. So it's live streaming. I'm there like on a Skype call from
mm-hmm.
Europe. And I'm checking it out. My wife and I are huddled around our iPad, and you're doing some work, and that's a reason why.
I'm not sure that I would be able to do that for you.
Well, if I would, let's flip
it around. I would need permission from the listing agent to do that.
Respectfully, I disagree, because what if I'm your buyer? I could snap pictures. What is there, some picture police in a listing?
But this is being live. This is live streaming
that's
on
not
Twitter.
Public, right.
And this is public.
Well, you can, and I'm sorry, to clarify, Periscope can go one-to-one. So if you have
it's
your.
It's a Skype call.
It's similar, yes. So if you have a Periscope buyer, Bobby Beyer has a Periscope account, mm-hmm. I can stream directly to you and not show it to the world.
So I would make, wouldn't Bobby
so
Beyer and my Bobby Beyer brethren, wouldn't we all have, let's say, our own little Twitter account for that purpose, for a home buying purpose? I think
it would
be a good idea.
As a realtor, I would definitely recommend my buyers and sellers to have a Periscope account. I mean, honestly, I go to my kid's soccer game, and I broadcast to my wife who couldn't make to the game, and so I'm showing the kids at the soccer game just to her. And
I understand Sally Sellers'
concern
now, but I mean, so let's say Sally Sellers, not Struthers, Sally Seller, you would want, I think, another value add. Wouldn't it be great to demand as a reason, another unique selling proposition when you're interviewing listing agents?
Absolutely. I do think that sellers that are listening to this show right now should understand the power of video, number one, and the power mm-hmm. of these new apps that are out, because this is very powerful and it does make a difference. Now, if Tim was a listing agent and he had your house listed, maybe he has one or two photos up and that's it, and I call him up and I say, I would like to take video of this and I want to stream it live on Twitter, and he has no idea what I'm talking about, and he says, yeah, sure, that would be great. How do you think that seller is going to feel that another agent is doing a much better job getting exposure for that listing? You know, so really it's very important mm-hmm. that when you're interviewing a listing agent that you have the right listing agent, because there are tools and technology that is available today that was not available even just a year ago.
Okay, so let's take this even further. Okay, if Tim's the expert in this area, and there's the big shot broker who might have built a local real estate channel, so his or her listings are immediately, quote-unquote, followed on Periscope. So it's like a mini hot sheet to those people he wants to know.
That's right.
In a local
right.
setting.
That's right. And now they have differentiated themselves from everyone else. And that's a very good thing.
And it's not just listings. If I want to be, the anchor of the town, I will go into restaurants and shops and, you know, the pumpkin fair and whatever else. And I'm broadcasting mm-hmm. this. They get a slice of life of what's going on in the town.
Yeah,
right, and people buy based on the community.
Of course.
So being the community expert is fantastic.
We just went to the
Frosty Parade. Just hold that thought, because we want to invite others to join in the discussion here. If you'd like to call in, 914-693-5700. And I believe we have a caller on the line right now.
Hello, hello.
Is that George?
Yes, it is. George Overdorser, RedHotNaples.com. How are you?
Very good. George, George is a friend of mine who I met through Periscope. We've never met in person, but he's a realtor doing business in Florida, and I asked him to call in, so this was a plan set up.
Ah, very nice.
But he's a pro, and he's on Periscope a lot. So, George, thanks for calling in, and just wanted to get your experience with the app Periscope or Meerkat. Which one is your favorite?
Right now, it's definitely Periscope. One obvious reason is Meerkat is not working for me, and they don't even know the reasoning behind it. But the whole logistics and the framework between Periscope and Meerkat, Periscope has its advantages. Right now, with the newer Apple TV, they have their own app, and people can stream Periscope and watch it live on their TV sets.
Wow.
Also, the map feature is one of the most powerful, and it was one of the first updates that Periscope launched with. So I love the map feature. I seek out and I follow a ton of people, and it's just entertaining. And not only do I use Periscope as a vessel to help other real estate agents or people understand real estate, I do it to actually show how beautiful my area is, so people can look on a map and say, wow, we're in New Jersey or New York, no offense to you guys, we're getting hammered by a blizzard, let's see what Florida looks like. They'll pick the red dot they see on the map, click on it, and then they really see what's going on. And I refer to... Yeah.
Well, I have a question, George, for you and Tim. Right now we're in the studio with Wi-Fi, home I have Wi-Fi, office I have Wi-Fi. When you go to the home of Ma and Pa Kettle, they don't have FM radio, let alone Wi-Fi. Are you doing this on hoping that you
hang out with?
Are you doing this hoping that your minutes won't that be scratchy or clunky, Tim? How about using this without Wi-Fi? I mean, what's your thought on that? Like in the town or
the technology? I believe, George, the technology is it videotapes chunks of video, so you can stream this even over your 3G network or whatever it is. So it doesn't. You know, obviously it's ideal to use Wi-Fi, but the way that the service works, it's actually streams chunks of video. So it puts them together the way they do it. I can't really go into the science of it, but it will work even when you're not on Wi-Fi.
Kind of, okay. So Maybe not everyone has the Meerkat, which is a special thing, and Periscope is through Twitter. But what's the new thing, Tim? This Facebook Live that you think?
Well, that's the next step. And I did a video in the spring and talking about how Facebook is in direct competition with YouTube trying to get eyeballs on videos because video is very popular. And also another stat was that by 2018 or 19, that 75% of all internet traffic will be videos. So people making explainer videos or watching cat videos or whatever it is, but more traffic is going to be used by video than just the text and tweets that are out there.
Let me ask you something about that, because they say 45% of viewers will stop watching a video after 1 minute and 60% after 2 minutes.
Yes.
Are you in agreement of that?
Well, yeah, you can. The thing about it, also the power of it, I mean, we're on terrestrial radio. You don't know how many people have tuned in and tuned out. There's an app called Full Scope TV, which will go watch your Periscope, and you can watch how many people have come in and out of your scope. And then, you know, you can look at that data and interact with the people. So it's you know, you're looking both ways. You know, people are watching you, and then you can watch the people that are watching you. So it's really
very
powerful.
And what's the best way to keep them engaged?
Be engaging.
Ah.
I mean, say something.
Okay,
say
can you
something
be a little bit more specific?
But to be engaging, to not just to sit there and with a lot of fluff, you have to say meaningful things and be direct, short and to the point. You know, shorter videos are better because you want to say exactly what you need to say and then move on. If you have people interacting and asking you questions, then that's a great show. If you're sitting there, you know, saying, oh, I'm sending out emails, I'm trying to do business, then nobody wants to watch you do that.
Okay, but Victoria, right. You're asking the question that says, are you shooting it? When you're asking how about the time and the engagement, that's in the example where a broker is just sending out stuff to no one in particular. If you're dealing with four or five buyers, they're going to not be turning off at 1 minute and 2 minutes. They're going to be
right.
Very, very engaged. It's like if I call you about a story, you're going to listen, I hope. Or if I'm just blathering out in the street, not everyone's going to listen. So mm-hmm. I like the much more targeted approach.
Right.
Where it's, you
so when you're doing it one-on-one, that's a whole different ballgame. But I'm talking about when you're doing video and you're appealing to the masses. And the reason I brought it up is because what I've noticed with the younger generation, the kids, they've mastered this. You know, you don't see kids making long videos. In fact, they're using Vine, they're using Instagram videos.
Right.
You know, these are 6-second videos. And they just get right to the point. Boom, done, out there.
Okay, right to the point. What point can be made in 6 seconds? 1, 2, 3, 4.
We know how
right.
6 seconds.
That's like a right. snap times five.
But you know what?
So what can be made in
there,
that time?
There's a reason that they're doing that, because those videos are getting shared 37% more than any of the longer version videos.
I believe it.
But remember, the masses will be the younger generation. You're talking about millennials that are out there. They do not want to watch a 7-8 minute video.
No, maybe that's, I get it. But you say they're shared. Sharing takes one touch of a device. So it's not
but
like
the shorter videos are getting shared 37% more than a longer video.
That means one third more. But my point is, what could be, and there's very little that could be done. Maybe the front of a house. Maybe
I'm not talking about a house. I'm talking about a message.
Oh, a message. Okay. I'm here.
But if you did the scope, you turned it on and said, I have an open house today right here. Come inside if you want to see what the inside
that's
looks like.
The
that's
message.
A teaser video. And you
right.
say, here I am. So you're in the best feature of the house. Say it's they got a jacuzzi out in the back, or they have a view of the water. And you say, you know, come down and visit. I'm serving, you know, mini hot dogs.
Okay, so let's talk about it from the seller's perspective. You know the way we've always had the single property website? Or
mm-hmm.
the, you know, that was a cool thing at one point?
Yep.
So why wouldn't there be every time you get a house as a listing agent, you make that a Twitter account, and you would have your possible buyers or
I'm not sure you would give it its own Twitter account. Correct me if I'm
wouldn't
wrong,
the
Tim,
same,
but
the
you would put it on your Twitter account.
Well, what if it's
your
$1 million house versus $100,000? People only. What do you think about that?
I'm going to let Tim answer that because he's the expert.
Making its own Twitter account?
Yeah, why not?
Because no one would follow it. You know, you're talking about a snowflake in the middle of
winter. I'm not saying follow it. I'm saying for those buyers that are that you may have or know about that are possible buyers in that price range in that location, just like a single, think of a single property website. It's a website for that property, and only those people who want to pay that much and live in that area are going to be interested in it.
But the Post would probably have its own website or a landing page or a squeeze page or whatever you want to call it, but it would be on your Twitter account because you're the one who's going to have the followers. You're the one who's going to be pushing out this information.
I get it, well, but there'll be a lot of inapplicable people, right? Because it's $1 million and you have people who can afford $500,000. I'm going to live in the west coast of the county or the east coast of the county.
George, are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think,
and
George?
How many videos have you made?
395 broadcasts so far.
395 broadcasts.
About how many houses, though? 395?
I'm going to say probably 20%. My station or my handle is a little bit of a hybrid concept. I would say 951 of my followers or half of my 951 are probably real estate agents looking for information, looking for marketing. I try and make it three-dimensional.
Make it three-dimensional. And that because you're working with buyers, sellers, and realtors.
Yeah.
Those are three dimensions.
Well, pretty much. I mean, basically, I don't want to be just business, business, business. Kind of like, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk. I try and do the jab, 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 right hook. I'm not going to always turn on my Periscope looking for somebody to do business with me. Because that's the best way to get people not to follow you
right.
or not to be interested in you. I use it as a vessel where I show people, like you were saying earlier, about a popular restaurant. You educate people about the area, the history, landmarks, all this. Oh, look at the great weather. Our, you know, we only average 20 days of rain a year and this and that. But also, I use Periscope to try and educate and help real estate agents starting out. So I almost do it like a coach or a mentor.
Okay, so you mix coaching, mentoring agents with home buyers?
You know, it's funny because, yeah, a lot of home buyers will actually come on hoping to see $1 million listing. And it is the case sometimes. I've toured $3, $5, $10 million homes. A lot of the homes after $10 million, they don't want video recording or audio recording without the owner's permission. But I show people kind of behind the scenes, the rawness of what it takes to be a real estate agent. You know, a lot of people see the showmanship of it and the script. I show the unscripted version.
And everyone is intrigued by real estate. So I think what he's doing is spot on.
That's I just turned on your channel, by the way, of Periscope. So we're watching you while you're doing that. Yeah,
you know,
HGTV right now, you know, how many people are tuning into that? Because they are intrigued by the whole real estate industry. So what he's doing is he is engaging the masses on a lot of different levels. But hold that thought. We are going to go to break right now. If you would like to join in the conversation again, 914-693-5700. We are talking about video and in real estate. Thank you.
Have you ever been disappointed because something important you planned went wrong at the last moment? Doesn't that make you really frustrated? That won't happen at Movement Mortgage, where your entire loan process is designed to remove the stress and hassles from getting your loan approved quickly. Movement Mortgage is an Inc. 500 fastest growing company in 42 states, including this area, working hard for you. How? At Movement Mortgage, your loan is processed in 7 days, and we underwrite in the first 48 hours. We expedite your loan and update you continually. When buying your first home, upgrading, downsizing, or even refinancing, call your Movement Mortgage team today. The movement of change is here for you with Movement Mortgage. Call Movement Mortgage at 1-800-516-2119. That's 1-800-516-2119. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179.
The movement of change is here. Movement Mortgage.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. you could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage. They will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
And we're back. And I believe we have another caller on the line. We are talking about video and live streaming video in real estate and the value this has to the, both the buyer and the seller when buying and selling a house. We have another caller on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Sonia. Is that you?
Hey, Tim. So sorry. I got the times mixed up.
Not a problem. I know you're in Chicago, so it could have been time zone situation.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
No problem. We just had George on. I know you know George. He's in Florida, and you're in Chicago. And how many streams have you done? We took George's answer. How many streams have you done?
345.
345. You guys are both beating me by a lot. But so
how many streams have you done, Tim?
I'm at about 150.
Hmm.
All right.
Somewhere around there between the Tim Judge account and HomeSearchTV.com account. I'm approaching 200 pretty quickly.
I need to do some more.
Yes. Well, I plan on I'm going to do a big challenge. I know there's a 100-day challenge out there right now. I'm going to do something like that for the new year. There'll be a lot on
there. Actually, I just checked. It's 456.
There you go.
Wow,
she
even
the top
more.
Spot.
Yeah.
Hi, Sonia. This is Scott. Are those broadcast all real estate related, all regarding how you service real estate clients?
No, not all of them. The majority, I would probably say 90% of them are.
Okay.
She's a juicer.
Juicer.
She does juicing.
Yeah, I do juicing, and I tour the city as well, the city of Chicago as well.
Well, I'd consider the tours part of the real estate, the community. I mean, you could definitely loop that into the community aspect. What streams that you have done have gotten your best engagement? What people react to the best?
What people react to the best, I've noticed, since I'm in that, full scope with the status.
Yes.
Is basically the scopes where I involve my clients with me.
So I was mentioning while we were just off air on the break that you scoped today about an inspection.
Yeah, I did. So basically, of course, I get permission from my clients and my home inspector. But every time that I'm on with my clients, especially with my home inspector, I get a lot of news. And people seem to resonate more with that. More, it's so worth more of a story because they can see, you know, they're not only through my eyes, but also through the buyer's eyes as well.
Right. And do your buyers go back and look at the scopes themselves and then, you know, remember things? I mean,
yes,
is that a good thing for them?
All the time. They do all the time. Yes, they do. They go look at the replay.
Right.
My home inspector does as well. My lenders do. My sellers as well.
Right.
About closing.
Well, I don't think a closing would be very exciting, watching everybody sign.
No, but it's the culmination, you know, from beginning, hi, hello, to congratulations.
Well, yeah.
Well, maybe just the very beginning of it and then the very end of it.
I got it. Yeah.
But inspections and of course, community tours, but the inspections, I think, were great. That was great today that you're, you know, going over all the little things that people, you know, don't look at when they're just falling in love. They're just, you know, then someone comes in, then Dr. Phil comes in and rips the house apart and gives them the real deal.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's I always love to watch those scopes of yours too, because you are very thorough, and I do enjoy them.
So when you're given the scope, are people your client and others interacting the whole time? Do people asking questions? I guess via Twitter, what's going on with that? Is the inspector going to check under the sink? I mean, is it back and forth?
Yeah, absolutely. I get all types of comments, and I'll get feedback from the audience as well, in terms of, did they check that, or what's going on with that, or why, you know, they ask who, the what, the where, the why.
Okay, so the people who, I got a question. So someone not involved in the transaction, in that transaction, is asking questions?
Correct.
Again, real estate is very intriguing to the world.
It's
so this is the
guts
and the nuts and bolts of HGTV, the stuff they don't show.
Right.
Absolutely.
Wow.
They want to see what is really going on behind the scenes. And Sonia, I have a question for you, too. How do the sellers feel about this when you're live streaming a home inspection?
They love it. Yeah,
they do.
That's okay. They love it. They love the fact that I'm using live streaming. They don't know of other realtors that are doing that. And just the fact that their property is getting more exposure to sell it quicker.
Exactly.
I mean, they're loving it. I mean, I even have my sellers on there, and they start talking about the property to the audience as well. And then they start commenting back and forth.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Right. I think it's very authentic. This type of video is man on the street, or woman on the street in your case, Sonia. But it's a very direct and authentic, so that you're not getting a staged situation, and when the sellers are seeing the reaction from buyers or the people looking at it, like, oh, that the foundation has a crack, that's ridiculous. I think I've said crack house on one of your videos before. But when you see that, and you know the seller's like, oh, the crack's not a big deal, but when 10 people go, oh, you know, what's it going to take to fix that, what kind of hassle would I go through, then you know it becomes real in everyone's mind about the situation, about the house, whatever condition it's in. But they, you know, everyone is then on the same page, so it's a great equalizer to what people are really looking at, and maybe things that people haven't noticed that they should notice. So I think it's a tremendous educational experience to go and watch the videos that you put out.
And then you also have a group of people that can communicate back with you if you have concerns when you're there live.
Yeah, well, you would get when the buyers go back and look back, they would see other people commenting on different questions, and maybe they didn't address it, maybe you couldn't bring that up in time, but someone else said something that they might want to address that didn't get addressed during the inspection, that they want to dig deeper into or something like that.
So let me ask you, what did you think of my suggestion? If you heard it before, if not, I'll say it again, where you might preview properties. And that might be another reason to work with you versus others, that you'll do the legwork and let people see and almost eliminate the houses that they may suggest from their search.
Yeah, I mean, that works too. Actually, that's already working without even me.
Are you doing that?
Like, specifically for a person, because what's happening is that as I'm touring with my clients, the other people see and they're like, oh, I know that your buyer didn't like that one, but I like that one, and so I'll get a lead from that.
But what about without your clients, when you're really just previewing, like the old school, instead of taking, you know, photos and maybe sending them, what do you think about doing without clients, just kind of doing the legwork?
Kind of like if someone's in New York and they want to buy a property?
No. Where are you located? Chicago?
Summer.
What if they're just in Chicagoland and they don't feel like leaving their house and they want to hire you to do that?
Yeah, there's actual service. I just saw on a Facebook group somewhere. There's an actual service. I forgot what it's called. They're doing that.
Teleport Me?
Yeah, something like that. There's an app, and then you can just hire. I think it's $3.99 per tour. And they're using it more for the rental market out in New York. But, yeah, I mean, that would be great, too, here.
Yeah, I think I've
Tell
heard
us about
of that.
That.
I've heard of that service. It's basically hiring Periscopers. They match up Periscopers wherever their location is. If people want to go and see a certain venue for any reason, for a wedding or an event or something, any reason you want to send someone in there, you can basically hire a scoper to go in and look around for you, so that they can be your eyes to do that.
Right. That's such a great idea, because the website is often different than when you actually arrive.
When you say $3.99, $3.99?
I don't know what.
Yeah, from what I know from that particular app, there might be more. I don't know. This is the only one I've heard of so far. It's like $4, $3.99. I don't know if it's per every 10 minutes. Or I didn't really look too much into it, but I do know it's around that amount.
Hmm. Yeah. I didn't look into signing that up. That's like, I think I read about somebody who was wanted to be an Uber driver, so they got to know the neighborhood better. This would be like you could be a scoper for people that would go around and videotape the community and what's going on and get paid for it by people on
Periscope. This one was specifically for like rentals. So someone would go in there and show them a rental because they were interested, a tenant would be interested in a rental. But I mean, same thing with like purchasing a property, same thing.
I'm also friends with another guy. I couldn't get him on the show, but you know, Find My Place NYC. He does a lot of rentals property in Manhattan. So and I think he was featured on CNBC. Did you see that article? He was on the CNBC website. But he's doing Periscope. He's doing Periscope for rentals in Manhattan.
Okay, so here's my question. So they're not realtors, obviously, or licensed.
The Teleport Me one will hire anybody to go and do that.
Okay, so they're just basically just, I want to say videographers, but I guess you call them scopers, right?
If, if you have a realtor access like his with the Buick that doesn't have a smartphone, you have to hire the Teleport person to go out with Scott.
But that realtor, the Buick still can get
so
in.
So now, obviously, they would have to get the listing agent's permission to do
yes,
so.
Yes, I would.
And
I
they
would
go and they do this.
Yeah.
I would imagine that a lot of listing agents would either hire these people to do it for them or do it themselves and get it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing about these, quite honestly, the reason why I love these apps so much is because it is super simple. It's just so easy to turn on the camera. It's like if you've taken a picture or filmed your kids singing happy birthday, then you can turn on this camera and walk around the house and interact with people. You don't have to be nervous that you're going to be in front of 10,000 people. It's going to be, you know, you'll have a dozen people show up and you can tell your friends to watch what you're doing and build upon what you have going. It's really a very simple way to use it.
Should sellers expect or they welcome a Periscope video in addition to the video done on the listing?
I don't think they're aware of it. How many sellers are aware of
none?
This?
No.
They're not. You have to make them aware of it. They don't even know. Some people don't even know what Periscope
is. Right. So it's really the agent's job to differentiate themselves once again and say, look, this is what's available. And again, remember, this has only been around less than a year. You know, or about a year, right? So this is very new technology.
So this
and
should be
sellers
in addition to the professional video of the house, you think?
I'm sorry?
This is like a homemade video. So this should,
it should be in addition to, yes. That's what I think.
I think
Tim,
so.
Do you agree?
Yeah, well, either way, I think that these, you have people out there that do studio-type versions of the house, and they're beautiful. They take time and production and money, where this will give you a much more realistic sense. So I think that this is more effective. And as Sonia said, she gets more engagement when there's a buyer or somebody there that's involved and really and invested in making a purchase. So you get that kind of interactivity on your video. It becomes more effective when there's other people involved. So when you have this, the interaction, it's more powerful than your staged and beautiful.
That's the answer. So one is.
But I would imagine if you have that staged video that looks really beautiful, and you've invested in this for marketing purposes, and then you go out and you do a Periscope on this, and you get the engagement. When people see the Periscope, they're more inclined to go look at your site on this and see what it really looks like, and you know, because one is real time and the other is.
So if you sat at the dining room table with the looks, might look better because it might be a beautiful sunny day versus a cloudy day that you're there, it's still giving people a sense of confidence. Oh, there's the table. That's where we'd be sitting. That's where.
Well, one is very real, and one is for marketing purposes.
Exactly.
You know, and I think even if you were just marketing yourself, take the house out of the picture. And when we were talking about that 6-second video, you know, I'm about to do an open house. This is very real. When Tim stands there and does something like that, again, more people are inclined to now go check out the website for that house and go look at the professional photos.
It's kind of like
a
headshot versus
video.
You being in your bathrobe.
Right.
I like that one.
Well,
you like that one?
Only you would like that one. You come out with the most bizarre things.
That's a great analogy.
Sonia, last question. Have you seen, have you gotten buyers or sellers out of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on my third home buyer. We actually got an accepted offer today. And I am working also with an investor because that's really my goal is to get more investors for more listings.
So it works.
So the investor, we're under contract as well. So that's my third.
Excellent. Deal. Well, I don't want to cut you off, but I wanted to thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much,
thank you,
Sonia.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. And Tim, how do we reach you for anyone who would like to get in touch with you?
Tim at homesearchtv.com. And so you can find me on homesearchtv.com.
Awesome. Thank you very much for being here and sharing all of your wonderful information. And Scott, how do we reach you?
Easily. S4Cino at exitrealtygroup.com.
And, of course, I am Victoria Rivadeneira, and I can be reached at victoriariva.com, where you can find all of my information, including social media, telephone number, and all other contact information. We want to thank you very much for joining our show today, and we look forward to having you join us next week.